Ciao. Just a quick note before we get started. We wanted to let you know that doors to our online Italian school are opening very soon.
We'd love to see you there. So if you think you might like to join us, click the link in the description to find out more.
Avere is one of the most important verbs you'll learn in Italian. It means to have, and you'll need it for all kinds of things, from checking into your hotel to trying local specialities.
For example, ho una prenotazione.
I have a reservation.
O avete le panelle?
Do you have the chickpea fritters? I remember eating sandwiches with these in Palermo.
Who said Italian grammar was boring? It even helps you eat better food in Sicily.
So in this episode, you'll learn how to use this very important verb in conversation and how to avoid common learner mistakes. Ciao a tutti e benvenuti. Hi everyone and welcome to Learn Italian with Joy of Languages.
We started this episode talking about food, so we might as well continue. Luckily, this time it's not me who's cooking.
On Saturdays, friends often invite us over for dinner, and in Italy it's important to always bring something, usually a drink or dessert. So this is a conversation we have nearly every week.
Listen carefully. Can you hear any examples of the verb avere, which means to have? In Italian, they might sound quite different.
Dobbiamo comprare qualcosa per stasera?
Sì.
Hai tempo per andare al supermercato?
No, ma ho un'idea. Cosa abbiamo a casa?
Abbiamo la birra.
No. Hanno già la birra.
Abbiamo una bottiglia di Valpolicella.
Avevamo una bottiglia di Valpolicella.
Matteo.
Veramente buonissimo.
So I asked Matteo.
Dobbiamo comprare qualcosa per stasera?
Do we have to buy something for this evening?
Dobbiamo.
We have to. Literally, we must.
Comprare.
Buy.
Qualcosa.
Something.
Per.
For.
Stasera.
This evening. And here's a mistake students sometimes make. In English, we use have in all kinds of weird ways. In this case, have to means need to talk about an obligation. In Italian, we can't use avere. In this way. We talk more about these kinds of typical mistakes over on our blog post, which you'll find in the description. Matteo then said, sì, yes, we do need to buy something. Then I asked,
hai tempo per andare al supermercato?
Do you have time to go to the supermarket?
Hai.
You have.
Tempo.
Time.
Per.
For. Italians also use per to say in order to. So here it's like in order to go to the supermarket.
Andare.
To go.
Al.
To the. A means to and il means the. We smush them together and we get al.
Supermercato.
Supermarket. Here's our first form of the verb avere. I, spelt H-A-I, means you have. The H is silent. You have?
I.
To ask a question, we just use a question tone. For example, you have time? Hai tempo? So you don't need to worry about saying, do you? We just start with you have. I.
Hai tempo?
Next, Matteo said.
No, ma ho un'idea.
No, but I have an idea.
No.
No.
Ma.
But.
O.
I have.
Un.
An.
Idea.
Idea. Here's our next form of avere. I have, which is o, spelt H-O. The H is silent.
O. O. O.
The H is always silent in Italian, but learners often make the mistake of pronouncing it. Just remember that I have is o. So if you sound like Santa, ho ho ho, that means you're saying it wrong. And did you notice how the word changes for different people? We've got the base form avere, which means to have, then you have, which is I, and I have, which is o. Let's learn all the different forms in the present tense. Try saying them before Matteo if you already know them. He or she has.
A. A. A.
Spelt H-A. Again, the H is silent. A. We also use this in the formal address, so to say you have. So if you're talking to an adult you don't know, we say the same.
Ah. Ah. Ah.
We have is?
Abbiamo. Abbiamo. Abbiamo.
Spelt A-B-B-I-A-M-O. Make the double B nice and long.
Abbiamo.
In Italian, we also have a you plural when talking to two or more people, a bit like you both or you all. So you plural have is?
Avete. Avete. Avete.
Spelt A-V-E-T-E.
Avete.
They have is?
Hanno. Hanno. Hanno.
Spelt H-A-N-N-O. The H is always silent.
Hanno.
Notice how in Italian we're not saying those little words like I, you, he, she, we, etc. That's because this information is already contained in the verb. We know that o means I have and I means you have, and abbiamo means we have. Italians normally omit words like I, you, and we because they're not necessary. Next, Matteo asked,
cosa abbiamo a casa?
What do we have at home?
Cosa?
What?
Abbiamo?
We have?
A?
At?
Casa?
Home. Here you heard we have. Remember to make the double B nice and long.
Abbiamo.
Then I said,
abbiamo la birra.
We have beer.
Abbiamo.
We have.
La.
The. Italians often use the when we don't.
Birra.
Beer. And Matteo said,
no, hanno già la birra.
No, they already have beer.
No.
No.
Hanno.
They have.
Già.
Already.
La.
The.
Birra.
Beer. Here we heard they have again. H-A-N-N-O. Remember, the H is silent.
Hanno.
Then I said,
abbiamo una bottiglia di Valpolicella.
We have a bottle of Valpolicella.
Abbiamo.
We have.
Una.
A.
Bottiglia.
Bottle.
Di.
Of.
Valpolicella.
This is one of my favourite wines, which comes from the Veneto region. Then Matteo says,
avevamo una bottiglia di Valpolicella.
We had a bottle of Valpolicella.
Avevamo.
We had.
Una.
A.
Bottiglia.
Bottle.
Di.
Of.
Valpolicella.
Valpolicella wine. To say we had, Matteo said,
avevamo. Avevamo. Avevamo.
And this is known as the imperfetto, a type of past tense we use to describe things that were ongoing in the past. And you can learn more about this over on the blog too. For now, all you need to know is that we had in the past is avevamo.
Avevamo.
Avevamo una bottiglia di Valpolicella. We had a bottle of Valpolicella, but it sounds like we don't anymore. In fact, Matteo then says,
veramente buonissimo.
Really delicious.
Veramente.
Really, literally, truly.
Buonissimo.
Delicious. Let's review the different forms of avere, to have. Try to say them before or along with Matteo. I have is...
ho. Ho. Ho.
You have...
I. I. I.
She or he has. It's also you have in the formal address.
A. A. A.
We have.
Abbiamo. Abbiamo. Abbiamo.
You have in the plural. So like you both or you all have.
Avete. Avete. Avete.
They have.
Hanno. Hanno. Hanno.
And you also learned how to say we had in the past.
Avevamo. Avevamo. Avevamo.
Let's listen to the whole conversation again. Dobbiamo comprare qualcosa per stasera?
Sì.
Hai tempo per andare al supermercato?
No, ma ho un'idea. Cosa abbiamo a casa?
Abbiamo la birra.
No, hanno già la birra.
Abbiamo una bottiglia di Valpolicella.
Avevamo una bottiglia di Valpolicella.
Matteo.
Veramente buonissimo.
Avere is one of the most important verbs in Italian, so this is a big topic. Over on our blog, you'll learn more about the different forms of avere, with tips on how to remember them and some common learner mistakes to avoid.
You'll also see everything written down and get bonus materials like vocabulary cards and quiz.
To continue the lesson, head over to our website by clicking the link in the description.
See you next time.
Or as we say in Italian,
alla prossima!